Hi, my name is Nolan Ramsey, and this is the Nolan Show. You are chatting with Nolan Ramsey. I planned on starting this podcast about 2 or 3 weeks ago. But I couldn't get the courage, you know, like to start talking to myself. Just, it's weird. I normally talk to myself like all the time, but for some odd reason, this is like so much scarier. Like, right now, I'm literally shaking. I don't know why I'm the only one in my room right now. It's really weird. But hey, sometimes you get nervous. Well, I would always think being nervous is Satan just, like, trying to get you not to do something that, like, you're supposed to do. It's like a barrier you're trying to, like, break. So, yeah. So, I'm sorry if I just say, like, random stuff. That's kind of what this is going to be. Also, I thought this was only going to be about, like, movies and everything and, like, TV shows. Last minute, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to talk about everything. So, don't worry. Don't get me wrong. We will talk about movies because I love movies so much. They have played a very important part in my life. Like the past hour, I'm at my aunt's right now, and we just watched American Underdog, which is really good. I do suggest you get a box of tissues before you watch it, because it is definitely a tearjerker. I'm not even a fan of football. I'm just like now getting into the age of like football, or I don't know, not the age. It's kind of for everyone. But I guess I'm now at my age, at 19 years old, I'm now getting into football. But I watched a lot of my friends play, and my brother, he also played. I've just never really been into football. I just never really sit through the games. Ironically, I can sit through like hours and hours on about movies. It's weird, but I can't sit through a football game. I'm like, this is boring. Like, where's Tony Stark, man? I'm a huge Marvel fan, so don't worry. There will be lots and lots and lots of Marvel references and callbacks and just about anything about Marvel. If you can think about it, if it's Marvel, then it'll probably be in the show. So, yeah. Also, this is live. So a lot of people that are hearing this will probably hear it after it's recorded. So, yeah, I didn't really want to promote the first one out. I'm like, let's see how this goes. Let's see if I can actually talk for about, like, 20 minutes. That's what this is. That's the time I'm going to roughly aim for. So, yeah, we'll see how this goes. If you're hearing this live, that means it went well. If you hear more of these live, it went very well. And maybe this is what I'm meant to do, to talk to myself in a room with a mic. I remember a few years back, I think I was fifth grade, and maybe even longer than that, maybe fourth. It's weird I can remember this. It was fifth grade. My bus driver, like, as a joke, jokingly, this bus driver is very funny, so I took this a very funny way. You have a face for radio. At first, I was like, well, that's kind of mean. That means he thinks I'm ugly. But now I'm just like, as the years went on, I'm like, maybe something like sort of radio is kind of cool. I guess that's kind of like the seed that got planted, you know? Little side, like a little background about me. I'm a middle... Oh, God. I don't know what that is. Sorry, I'm recovering from sickness. So, yeah. So that's why my voice sounds so weird. But also I have a very weird voice in general. But anyway, like I said, my brain scrambled, so you'll just hear a bunch of random stuff. And hey, I've thought about just recording that and see what happens. Why not? So, all right, ring back. Little back story behind me. I'm a middle school youth leader. I have been a leader for 3 years. So yeah, I've seen a group of guys go from sixth grade to eighth grade. it's been good. So not teary eye yet. I'm not crying yet. well, some of them do make me cry. depends on the week. No, but the reason I'm bringing that up is it parallels really well with like podcasting stuff and like why I started it. I don't know why my computer just shut down. Hold on. Did that stop the whole podcast? I'm so confused. Yeah, like I said, guys, this is my first time ever doing this kind of thing. So, of course, it's going to be rusty. So don't expect it to be really good. All right, I'm just going to keep on moving my mouse in because I had no idea it was going to turn off my computer. So that's cool. oh, God, what was I talking about? Yeah, parallel. Yeah, so I think it parallels really cool with, like, the podcasting and everything because two people, separate different times, I think they were probably a year or two, like, time length from each other. People both said things that I'll be good at, and I laughed at them both. And now what am I doing? I'm a middle school youth leader that wants to do radio stuff. That's kind of funny because those two people said two very separate things, and now I do both of them. That's kind of ironic. I don't know. I think it's kind of funny. In my head, it's hilarious. I'm dying of laughter right now. But my head's very weird. So, yeah, that's kind of why I named it Nolan's Room, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. Of course, it's going to be censored. I'm not an animal. but ironically, I'm not even in my room right now. I'm in my cousin's room. So, yeah. That's not a good title right now. But normally I would be in my room. But right now I'm not. So, yes. God, I'm so weird. But it's good. It's a good weird, you know? I'm not like a weird weirdo. I'm a good cuddly weirdo. No, that sounds worse. I'm just weird. You know? I just feel like when I'm older, I don't know. I'm just going to be like the weird uncle. I'm not going to be like from Christmas Vacation. I'm not going to be him. So, God. Eddie. Yes, Uncle Eddie. I was like, why am I forgetting this name? I don't want to forget this name. Uncle Eddie. No, but he is that Christmas Vacation All Out is a fantastic movie. I love that movie so much. Every Christmas Eve, me and my family, we watch it, and it's amazing. I can quote most of the movie. I'm not gonna quote it here because I don't want to. Because some of the quotes they're not good. I don't know if I want to say that on radio or on a podcast or wherever this is. I don't want to say some of the quotes from that movie on here. Oh, God. See, this is what happens. My brain just goes on rants and bunny holes, and it just talks for hours and hours. Because normally this is just inside my head, but now it's being recorded. Should I be scared? I think I should be scared, right? Yeah, I should be scared. Well, if people start, like, listening to me live, but also I have no idea how to work any of this, like, live stuff. I think I can share it out. But I don't want to share it out right now. I kind of want to get used to just talking. And then once I can be like on other platforms, recordings, then I'll just be like, hey, here's this. Here's like a little rant in my brain. If you want to come listen and like give me ideas for it, yeah, just come and chill. Because the main idea where this came from, like the idea of me doing this podcast, which is like, hey, I talk a lot about movies to other people. So why not just record that? Then in my head, I'm like, But then I had to plan out movies and on what to say. And I was like, I hate planning. I legitimately hate planning anything. Okay, a little backstory on that. So I do a lot of YouTube and Twitch. Twitch is like easy. It's kind of like this, but on Twitch I'm playing a game. So like there's always stuff to talk about. So in a way, it's already planned. Like, yeah, it's kind of already planned. But you see me. So I kind of can't like goof around and just do whatever. And I also can't say whatever I say. Yeah. But anyway. So I kind of don't need to plan out Twitch. It kind of goes along with the flow. But yeah. Because sometimes people are there. Sometimes they're not. But with Twitch, I'm always talking to my friends. So I never really have to plan stuff out. But YouTube, I usually have to plan some stuff out. So yeah. Sorry, my computer just shut down again. My gosh. Sorry. I gotta just keep my hand on the mouse. All right. But anyway, I just hate planning out stuff. I don't know why. That's the main reason why I didn't want to start this just yet. I was like, I have to plan a movie script out. I have to like get a little bullet holes. Then I'm just like, forget planning. I'm just gonna hit record, see what happens. Then that's like kind of the idea where I just said, just talking. Because if people want to listen, they'll listen. But we're going to talk about everything that I wanted to talk about, but we're just not going to talk about just movies and TV shows and life. We're just going to talk about legitimately anything that comes to mind. If it's appropriate, we'll talk about it, because there are some things in my mind that I don't want to repeat. So yeah, there are some barriers around that, but everything else besides that, we're good. All right. So yeah, topics like gaming, video games, stuff like that. Medicine to help me get better. Actually, I am better. I don't know why my voice is like this. My God, I don't want to drink water because I've heard what this sounds like when I drink water, and it's not good. I think my cough would be worse, so we'll see. Sorry, I just probably bursted your eardrums. Also, I know this is probably a bad quality audio, but hey, we're just starting out, all right? Hence why the name is The Beginning. So, it's going to be fun. Yeah, I'm excited to see what this brings. I never really tried anything like this. I've usually done stuff with people. I haven't really done anything by myself. Yes. So for people that came over from the Spectacular Trio, we're still doing that. We haven't booked anyone in the last like 2 months. We're just working on that right now. Twitch, I kind of just bounce around. I honestly don't have a schedule. I need to get a schedule. Okay, I'm going to let you guys in a little bit more background on me. This kind of is just like talk about me, I know. Yeah. So, I don't know what's happening. My brain's just going crazy. But anyway, a little background on me. So what I do during the day, I go to Boulder Transition School. And I have job sites around the area. Boulder BVSD's Transition School is for kids with special needs that they go there to get life and job skills. I really like the program, mainly because I can – actually, two reasons. The teachers there are great. Yeah, there's actually multiple reasons. the helpers, teachers there, they're all great. And it's also really cool. I think everyone should do this, or like a form of this. Well, that's kind of what people say college is for. But you just get to go and try different jobs out. And there's nothing holding you back. Like, every semester, you just get, like, something new. And you don't have to worry about, like, quitting or anything. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to worry about, like, that brutal, like, quit. Like, oh, I'm quitting. No, they're just like, hey, you're going here now. I'm like, okay. So it's really fun, mainly because I just get to try out different things. A lot of them is from restaurants, but I kind of like it. It's cool. I like being in restaurants. Yeah, it's fun working. I don't know what I'm going to do next. I think my main goal is to eventually work at Flatirons. That's a church I go to for youth leading. So, yeah, I really like leading. So I think I want to pursue that more. Then obviously podcasting. So, you people on here can help me with that. Listening to me just be a train wreck online. So that'd be fun. Not a train wreck, but yeah. Just speaking random stuff. Yeah, this is normal. This is in my head like all the time. I'm just thinking of random stuff at like 100 miles an hour. That's my mind. It's just one thought goes on the highway and it just doesn't stop, you know? Yes, also a little bit more a background. I'm in a sobriety group. Full circle in Denver, and I've been in it for a year and a half. I was about to say I'm not gonna say what it's for, but it is for do I really want to do this right now? Yeah, it's for porn. The last 10, 11 years, I've been facing that. So I finally got help about year and a half. It's actually it's a really tragic way how I got into the group. I think this is kind of my story in a way. I was at my sister's wedding, and I was the best man. So, you know, yeah, I was doing a speech. And I got up in front of probably 50 or more of our closest family friends and said, "Hey, I've been suffering from depression for the last, like, 5 years, and I wanted to kill myself for the last year." Yeah, I didn't like openly say that in the speech, but I didn't say it as broad, but yeah, I basically said that. But luckily, my brother Sam. He's like a brother to me. He's not like my blood brother. He is basically a brother to me. Luckily, he was in the group, and he drove me home that night. He basically talked to me and asked me what else is going on. He had no idea. Nobody did. Only my family, like close family, knew. So I told him, and a lot of you are probably thinking, "Oh, you went to group the next day, right?" No. I actually waited a month until I called the guy, like the head group, the head person at the group. So it hasn't all been like rainbows and butterflies. There have been some really dark moments, even still in group. It's still a fight. It's a battle every day, man. You just got to keep going. So right now, I got about a month and a half off right now. So, yeah. For people that have struggled with similar stuff, keep going. Gets better. Yeah. Some stuff in life is just, it's just there. It's never going to like truly go away after just like a little bit. You got to work towards it. And So, yes, this is the kind of podcast this is going to be. It's just me talking about random stuff. And for you people that say, oh, he's not going to talk about the real deep shit. He's like, no, I am. I'm going to talk about that. Because I don't believe in hiding stuff. Because I was hiding stuff for years. It was not fun. So, yeah. Man. Yeah, this is going to be a really exciting podcast. So, so yeah. I don't even know what to say, like, after that. So, yeah. Now you say, wow, this guy is really weird. Yeah, you have no idea. Just get ready.